Joy is one of those precious commodities that seems to be in such short supply. We are looking for it everywhere. So many things promise joy, but end up just being a mirage. Why is that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called It's Time to Start Enjoying Your Life. And stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about the current life application booklet from Christianity Works. It's called Victory Against Impossible Odds. I'd love to send you a copy to help you slay the dragons, as it were, and live in the joy that God has for you. Well, it's great to be with you on a fresh new week on the program. And today, we're starting a series of 10 programs this week and next week to take a look at joy. It's such a simple little word, isn't it? Only three letters, one syllable, joy. And yet, it seems to be in such short supply. It's more precious than gold or silver. Think about it. How many of the people that you know would say, if asked, "I'm really enjoying my life"? And if I asked you, how much on a scale of 0 to 10 are you enjoying your life, how would you answer? Most people hover somewhere around the middle or the bottom half. Why is it that joy seems to be in such short supply in this world? You know something, I've travelled to lots of parts of this planet over the years. Places where people are really wealthy, I mean really, really wealthy. Places where people are moderately well off. Places where people live in, well, abject poverty. I know people who are rich and poor, tall and short, black and white, thick and thin. But you know something? None of those distinctions seem to have much to do with how much they're enjoying their lives. Because they're all things on the outside, and that's not where it's at. You can have everything that money can buy. The latest plasma screen, big new car, fine clothes, jewelry. You can have all of those things and more. A wonderful husband or wife, great kids. You can have all those things and still not be enjoying your life. I heard a really well-known businessman on TV the other night. He can have anything he wants, but you could tell his life was unsettled. He was searching for something, looking for something. He knew he hadn't arrived yet. See, so often when it comes to joy and the low levels of joy that we're experiencing, we blame that on the outside things, the external things. Well, you know, I'd enjoy my life if I had a better job. I'd enjoy my life if I earned more money. Then I'd enjoy my life. And you know something, if all those other people weren't so difficult, if it weren't for the politics at work or the tension at home, if it wasn't for my loneliness, you name it, we can blame it. Then I would enjoy my life. You know what I'm talking about. Blame, blame, blame. But you know why I know that it's not the things on the outside that bring us joy? Because I used to be one of those people who absolutely believed that it was. I went on holidays to 5-star resorts. I had gold-plated taps in the ensuite. You name it, I had it and I could buy it. But the one thing I didn't have was joy. Actually, I felt desperately miserable in all this wealth. See, there's a big swindle going on. You may have heard me talk about it before, perhaps. And I take aim at the advertising industry, but it's not really their fault. Because what they do is just a symptom of a greedy society. So they flash up seductive images of success. A businessman has made it, or someone who buys a car and has a beautiful wife. But they link these images of success to the product they're trying to sell us. And effectively, the message they have is, if you buy me, you'll be happy. And so you do. You spend your hard-earned cash, you go out, you buy it, and after a week, you discover there's no joy in it at all. And then you watch the next ad, you buy the next thing, and it still doesn't satisfy. When I'm happily married, then I'll enjoy my life. But you know something? Another person can't make you happy. I have a wonderful wife, truly. Jackie is my absolute favourite person on planet Earth. But I can easily still feel empty or hollow or unhappy, even though I have her. See, we live in a world that's based on greed. Companies know that, so they trade on our dissatisfaction. It's their basis for earning more money, to fill people's pockets, to make them happy. It just never does. Now, I'm not against capitalism. I'm not against free enterprise. I'm not against people working hard. They're things I've been involved in all my life. It's just that they don't bring you any joy. And yet, over and over and over again, we go looking for joy in all the wrong places. You know, if I get entertained, then I'll have joy. Well, sure, for a short time you feel good. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a deep abiding contentment, a deep joy that never goes away, even through the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs, the good times and the bad times. Deep inside, there's this joy that we can't describe. There are no words for it. That's what I'm talking about. Joy, real joy. Now, you might say to me, Bernie, is that what life's all about? Aren't you being unrealistic? Are you being a Christian hedonist? I mean, do you think the whole point of knowing God is so that you would feel good? Good questions. Well, let me tell you something. One of God's greatest promises is the promise of joy when we have a relationship with Him. It's not an optional extra for God. He talks about it hundreds of times throughout the Bible. We're going to look at some of those over this coming week or two. Just for starters, Psalm 126 verse 5 says, "Those who sow in tears will reap in songs of joy." And Jesus said to His disciples in John chapter 16 verse 24, "Until now, you haven't asked for anything in My name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." Joy isn't some optional extra. It's an integral part of God's plan for our lives. So often God says He's going to do this or do that so that our joy would be complete. Over this week and next week, we're going to see on the program that God's joy is the most awesome thing. It's the most wondrous thing. It's part of the nature of God. God's heart just floods with joy. And it's His joy that He wants to share with us. Jesus said to His disciples, "I have said these things so that My joy would be in you and your joy would be complete." See, it's about God's joy being in us. It's not a joy we get from anywhere else. It's a joy that lasts forever, and it's a joy that comes only from Him. Yeah, the problem we have, I've done this, and I know a lot of other people have done this, and maybe it's been in your life too. We go trying to chase down this joy, this elusive little thing called joy, and we just always end up looking in the wrong places. And sometimes we miss the blindingly, glimpsingly obvious. God is a God of joy. His heart is full to overflowing with His joy. And He wants to pour His joy into my life and into yours. All have things going on in our lives that are getting us down. Things that seem to be defeating us. Things that seem to be robbing us of God's peace and His joy. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet called Victory Against Impossible Odds. And it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you live in the victory and lay hold of the joy that you have in Jesus Christ. At the end of each chapter, there are actually some life application questions to help you apply God's Word right into the challenges in your life. To request your copy, stop by at our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and your email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.